We began to talk about the blood invoice from the first service in the morning, and this is part three of the same teaching on the blood invoice. An invoice tells you the content of what has been delivered to you. When somebody delivers a good to you and delivers an invoice, gives you an invoice, he's telling you, these goods that are delivered to you contains this. So what I want to show us this evening is the blood invoice. What is contained in that package called the blood of Jesus? You know, one asked me some years ago about John chapter 1 verse 1, because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, why did he say the Word was God? Why not the Word is God? Praise God. That was a very intelligent question. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He should have said, and the Word is God. He said, well, the Word was God. But the answer is not far-fetched. In the same scripture, verse 14, because the Word is still God, but something has happened to the Word now. For the same Word was now made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, even the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word in chapter 1 has now become flesh, so it could be used in past tense. It is that Word which was in the beginning with the Father that has now taken a flesh. It is now an incarnate of the living Word. In heaven, he was the Word of God, living in God. But on earth, he now took flesh and manifested, and we saw him. So we can say that the Word was God. But now the Word made flesh is God, and the Word is still God. Praise the Lord. So the Word was God, we're using respect to the fact that it has now taken a flesh. And we can now see the Word. We can now see. But we now beheld the glory of the Word, even the glory of the Holy Spirit of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, it's important that we know that he did this thing for a purpose. He took flesh and blood so he can transport deliverables to us. There are things that cannot be delivered to us humans without that form. In the form he was as the Word of God, there are things he couldn't deliver. For example, he couldn't deliver redemption, because without remission of, without blood, there's no remission of sins. But there was a sacrifice, a pay. That's the law of God. But what this scripture? 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. Can someone say, thank you, Holy Spirit? Say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for the mystery of the flesh and blood of the Son of God. All right, watch this. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, watch this. Three bears record where? In heaven. So if you want to see the manifestation of God in heaven, there are three that manifest God in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So in heaven, these three manifest God's presence. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three manifest God. Where? In heaven. So if you get to heaven, how will you see God? You see God, the Father, and see his Word, and see the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But on earth is a good time. I can spend 3 hours on this, but I still have to show you. But on earth now, watch. Verse number eight. And there are three that bear witness in earth to bear the witness of God in earth.
the spirit, the water of the world, and the blood. So when it comes to the earth, the witness of God is born by the blood and the water of the world and the spirit. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So there's a function of the witness of the blood on earth. In our churches, we have emphasized the word of God as the witness of God that manifests the power of God. And we have seen the word of God manifest the power of God. We have also seen the Spirit of God manifest the power of God. In different meetings, and there's a different kind of giftings in the body of Christ. But what the church is here to see is the blood of Jesus manifesting God. And if the Spirit of God can manifest God wholesale without any addition, and the Word of God can manifest God wholesale, who told him that the blood of Jesus can manifest God wholesale? I am thinking that the blood of Jesus is one of the last mysteries God wants to reveal to the church before Christ comes. How do I know? Before he took them out of Egypt, the blood was the last mystery of the world. Praise the Lord. And you know, the journey of Israel is over there in the church. To take us out from this dead world. Remember that they were in Egypt or in Goshen. Am I correct? In Egypt, they were where? In Goshen. Even they were in Egypt. This is the thing we have now. We are in the world, we are not of the world. But one day, we are going to take them away from Goshen to the promised land, to where heaven is. And the last thing that happened, God manifested himself in signs and wonders, in all manner of possibility to the Egyptians, by his spirit, by his word. But finally, the cross dies. That the blood of Jesus is one of the last manifestations of God on earth before the rapture of the saints. And he has appointed some of us to be the advocate of this mystery. And you are one of the advocates of this. For by this mystery, we will do signs and wonders. As you have done with the word of God, as you have done with the blood of Jesus, you will do the same with the word of God. As you have done with the word of Jesus. Honestly, if you were there in the convention, you have heard my mother give some testimony. Remember that? She didn't give a testimony for this, you know, because she was in there, she was happy. The mother was what she was happy. How she delivered, yeah, and she took the daughter. There were five of them in the world, and you know, testimony. And I've been there for hours or even days. And within 5 minutes, she discharged 5 of them. The mother would have received healing the blood, healing the blood, because the mystery the blood carries, it will work for you. Yes. It will work for you. It will work for you. The raw blood of Jesus can handle anything. Anything. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1, this is very clear. The mouth. It is a third time coming to you, and the mouth of two of the witnesses shall not every matter be established. The witness of the world, the water of the world, the witness of the spirit of God, and the witness of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, I will show God on earth by the blood of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, before Christ will come, before I will leave this earth, I will show God to people around me by the blood of Jesus Christ. Shout the loudest, amen. We have a mystery. Hallelujah. Let's not have this thing happen in John chapter 24, verse 16. Jesus said to her, this was Mary, came to the top of Jesus to anoint the dead body, to embalm him. Remember, Jesus spoke prophetically before when he was eating in their house after his brother Lazarus. Jesus said that he has kept this ointment for my burial. The one bought the ointment and took the ointment and poured on Jesus. And someone was saying, ha, why is he wasting this? This is like a soul that he could pour, it's a flesh. But he has kept this thing for what? It was this same ointment that he came to anoint him, to anoint his corpse. Very first ointment of Egypt for embalmment. And coming there, he didn't find anybody. And God was like, where is who carried the body? You know? And I thought I saw the man who was in the garden. He asked him, do you know what happened? He said, see, the person that they were asking, you know, that they pushed this story away. So I got him up. I said, my Lord, I can't see him here. The man that they got him. Praise the Lord. Jesus said to her, that was the matter he said. Said Mary. She turned and said, and said unto him, Rabboni. Now watch this. At resurrection, you don't know who Jesus is. Remember the men asked, going to the house, members and friends. There were people who were calling them. They didn't know him. It was when he started to speak, and he started to feel some body sensations in their body. Because he spoke not by his focus, he spoke by his word and his nature. He didn't know him until he spoke. He said, Rabboni. He said, Master, Master. That was the end of the name of Jesus himself in front of her. Now, what will happen? Next verse. Jesus said to her, touch me not. For I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to thy brethren, to my brethren. He called us his brethren. Isn't that interesting? That God of Jesus. He's also my brother. Go to thy brethren. God incarnate himself in God. That alone is just too much. Say, I am the brother of Jesus. Say, I am the brother of Jesus. I am the brother of Jesus. And the friend of the Holy Spirit. What is God to do? Brother of Jesus. I said to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Hallelujah. What was happening there? Why is it? Don't touch me. Some say, well, he doesn't want the woman to touch. It's not true. That time, he rose from the dead, he just got up from the grave. That was early Sunday morning. And he died as a lamb of sacrifice. Still remember that? Now, he offered his blood, and his blood, he was the lamb of God instead. But who did offer it? It takes a high priest to offer the lamb. Who is qualified to offer the lamb? So he rose again as the high priest that offered the sacrifice. So he was both the sacrifice and the priest of it. This is interesting. So he must carry his blood now to him, to the altar that is in heaven. Praise the Lord. He was Otto Moses organized this altar in Zion by the one that he had. So the real altar is there in Zion. So he took the blood to go and offer it with him on the altar as he had. It was on his way, the other man. In fact, I would say that he was already going, and so the woman came back. So the woman was. Because he has seen his crime, no one can stand the crime of the people. They get back and show themselves that way. Praise the Lord. And now, when the high priest is entering the Holy of Holies, you touch him, Jesus.
To carry the blood straight
to heaven
and offer it there.
You know the story? When we enter heaven, we will tell you so much.
Having conquered the death, messed up all the world that are destroyed, took back the glory to Adam's hand, collected everything, and was not such a boom and blow, and angels were beating every day. But then, hey, what's going on?
He said, what point are we? You never ask them doors. When the king of glory come,
they're like, whoa, in the king of glory, said, the Lord Almighty.
So people of the king of glory coming from the left. They just thought about it. That's all was going to be in heaven. But that's not where you go. This is where I'm going. The rest of the fire is going. Verse 11. As he entered the altar at the altar, something happened. And I beheld the voice of many angels. The angels of heaven woke up.
All of them. Their mind rings. I said the voice of many angels, one about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands.
Please calculate that number.
It's a mind ring of angels. Because they were
amazed. They were amazed that the Son, the Word of God, could become flesh
and come and be sacrificed as a lamb, and is back in heaven, both as the high priest and the lamb. In the power of that mystery,
but it's good to say that Satan knew this thing. You never had it happen. You have been tired of talking about it. But it was God's formula of defeating. And I repeat today, the same formula of defeating in your life. The formula of the God of Jesus, the last card.
Yeah,
they
were all shouting. They were saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the man that was slain to receive power, to receive riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing."
So say a loud amen.
Amen.
Does the Word of God has ever glorified, require glory? Does the Word of God, by which all things were made, require power?
No.
For by him all things were made. The Bible says that the Word of God, by him all things were shaped. By him all things were framed. All things were framed. So it doesn't require power, it doesn't require strength. But the scripture says we receive all these things for us. Psalm 68 verse 18 says he received these things for men. So he received power from me. He received riches from me. He received wisdom from me. He received strength from me. He received honor from me. He received glory and blessings from me. Say it loud, amen.
Amen.
But where is it? What is the man that was bleeding? The Bible said, what is the man that's bleeding? So these packages, they are found in the blood.
So the bloody voice today is showing you the content of the body of God, that it carries power inside of it. It carries riches inside of it. There's wisdom in it. There's strength in it. There's honor in it. There's glory and blessing in it.
Hallelujah. And I showed them the first service, which was a drink of it. I checked the Greek. Let's get it. He
said, imbibe it. Suck it. Suck all of it. Could you take all the content?
Hallelujah. Say, I will take all the content. On the blood of Jesus. I take the power in it. And the riches in it. And the wisdom in it. And the strength in it. And the honor in it. And the glory inside of it.
Shout it out, there's the man.
Last As I mentioned now, Psalm 68, verse 8. I didn't say, and he wanted us dead in his enemies. In his distance that was received is for David use. Every day to develop it. So the mystery of the blood of Jesus is for what? For a dead use. As he is dead, we know yourself with power, with riches, with wisdom, with strength, and you don't manifest in your life. So with every load, by the blood, I receive all of them. The load of benefits of the blood of Jesus belongs to me. Hallelujah. That I receive all that I have been given. That I receive gifts for men. Not for himself. He receive gifts for men. Yeah, even the rebellious. The Lord God, my brother. Look at verse 19. The following verse. Bless the Lord. Who daily wrote his benefits? How? Day. So each day, I take the blood, I take a load of this seven content. He's the God of our salvation. He says, Selah, think about this. From today, you will not miss your load. Yeah. Say, you will not miss your load of benefit. You will not miss a lot of benefit. Shout the loudest. Amen. Yeah. Luke 22 verse 7. Hear what the scripture says. Luke 22 verse 17. Sorry. And he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, take this, divide it among yourself. So, the thing he received for you, have you taken it? And what you take is what you get. Say with me, today I take the blood of Jesus. He said, today I take the blood of Jesus. Say again, today I take the blood of Jesus. Say again, today I take the blood of Jesus. Can I take one? Can I have one? I take it. So it's something takeable. Can you take your own? Is something takeable? Say, I take the blood of Jesus. God. I take the blood of Jesus. Can you be on your feet now? Begin to thank God for it. Karusa kapata. I take the blood of Jesus. I take the blood of Jesus. Karusa katalawashu. I take the mystery in it. Shalabonosai. Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our pride and worship. Oh, glorious God.